This is Fresh Air. David Bowie has a new album out. It's called Never Let Me Down. Our rock critic Ken Tucker says Bowie, the rock star chameleon, has changed his color again. Before we hear from Ken, let's listen to the opening of a song from the album. This is Day In, Day Out.
David Bowie has breathlessly confessed to his diary, otherwise known as Rolling Stone magazine, that his new album, Never Let Me Down, quote, includes every style I've ever played in, unquote. Since this album is surprisingly good, surprising because so much of his recent work as both musician and actor has been so mediocre, I thought we could listen to one of his new songs and then have a little chat about this English rocker's changeability. This is the title song from David Bowie's new album, Never Let Me Down. That's Never Let Me Down, a good example of Bowie at his most effective, stealing up-to-the-minute rhythm and blues riffs and making them into slinky pop music. That song is pleasant but lightweight, as is Bowie's entire canon. His importance in the history of rock is that his prominence has less to do with his music than with his presence. He's made an art out of image. Never Let Me Down is Bowie's 17th album, unusual enough in the here-today and gone-tomorrow world of pop. Bowie is like the Christmas fruitcake that keeps reappearing every year. He's 40 now, but like his pal Mick Jagger, he likes to jump around in tight leather to convince you that he still feels young. In the early 70s, it was Bowie who made glitter rock a pop phenomenon with his languid cross-dressing and the tart hard rock of his first alter ego, Ziggy Stardust. When disco was all the rage, Bowie assumed the character of the Thin White Duke and actually got a good album out of it, Station to Station, in 1976. Bowie has been resourceful about maintaining his visibility. When his recording career slumped in the early 80s, he pretended to be a movie star in bombs like Just a Gigolo and The Hunger. He even played the Elephant Man on Broadway, although when he took off his shirt, the play became The Chicken Man. Perhaps the most interesting persona Bowie has adopted was the one he was pushing just a few years ago, around the time of his album Let's Dance. He did a slew of interviews proclaiming that he was, oh, the horror, an ordinary guy, a single father, a hard worker. With the release of Never Let Me Down, Bowie is now offering himself as the aging but plucky rock legend, eager to prove he can still attract a crowd. As usual, he's got the media figured out. Rolling Stone just noted with undisguised admiration that the former decadent now lifts weights and works out. David Bowie will commence a U.S. tour in June. Be prepared for this latest persona, the British yuppie with muscles.
Ken Tucker writes about popular culture for the Philadelphia Inquirer.